Okay, so I'm here at the NI21 candidate launch for the European elections, and I've got around me a handful of folk who are standing in the kind of Lisburn Castlereagh area. So if I start with Colin, you're standing in Lisburn North.
Lisburn North, yes.
What made you want to join NI21 and take this step?
Well, John McAllister, who I knew from dealing with him previously, whenever he left the Ulster Unionist Party, I decided to offer John a bit of support, and whenever I found he had formed NI21, and whenever I looked at the ideals of the party and what they were actually trying to achieve, I'm like most of the people that I actually know around my social network are totally fed up with the current state of politics up in Stormont, especially, and a local government, Lisburn, where it just seems to be dominated by the DUP, and it's just like a mini Stormont, and it's people around the town have absolutely no confidence in Lisburn City Council. And I work around the town. I'm a heating engineer. I'm a former police officer. And I actually want to do something for the community, because that is the cry, that these people are not doing anything for us. And it's dysfunctional. It's dysfunctional at Stormont. And it's dysfunctional at the Island Centre in Lisburn.
Okay. Jonathan, you're also standing in Lisburn North.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Jonathan McCarthy. What do you see as the kind of issues that you think voters would, why they'd want to vote for you, and what you would be standing for, you know, in terms of consequence?
You know, I think some of the issues are just the complete sort of lack of, you know, lack of vision, lack of dream for Lisburn. Lisburn has become, Lisburn Square is a perfect example. You know, it lies almost completely empty. There's no sort of innovation going in there. It's the same old things in the past, and it's down to politicians that don't follow the same values as the majority of the electorate out there, of the majority of the people that are completely disillusioned in voting, because there's no dream to follow ahead. There's no why for them to follow the people that are representing them in
the
government.
So what will NI21 offer in terms of making Lisburn more exciting or more hopeful?
I think one of the very important things is just, as I say, the regeneration of the city, just getting people out, maybe creating somewhere to go in Lisburn past 6 o'clock at night and not making it a ghost town. You know, I think little things like that, just making it a brighter, more accessible city for everybody of Lisburn.
Okay, thank you. Christina, you're slightly further out.
Yes.
From the city centre in Downshire East, Christina Dobson. Why have you joined NI21 and taken this mad stand of wanting to be a councillor?
I asked myself that. I honestly don't feel any sort of relationship to the DUP or the UUP. I just feel that they're very radical, and I just felt that NI21 offered a different approach to it, an approach that gives us an NI culture, an all-encompassing one, and a quality for everyone involved.
Okay, and what do you think Downshire people, you know, why are they going to vote for you?
Well, I'm quite heavily involved in Legacurry Presbyterian Church, so I know a lot of people out there. And I'm involved in a couple of different things, more in Belfast, and voluntary work and things like that. So,
okay, so you're hopeful that people will know you.
Yes,
give
yes.
Glenn,
hello.
You're kind of Downshire East.
Yep.
Why have you got involved?
The week I made my decision to get involved in the party was the week that the youth were given a chance to edit the Belfast Telegraph. And the first message they wanted to get out to everybody was that 70% of them are leaving Northern Ireland. That's a terrible indictment of current politics and current situation. We need to start to improve. We need to start to show these people there's a chance of Northern Ireland to work, and a chance for us to work together in a future for Northern Ireland. I know we can only make small steps, but we start making those small steps, they become bigger steps, and all of a sudden the party grows from strength to strength. I had no previous affiliation with any party whatsoever, but I felt a need to give these people a chance to believe in their own country.
If you were on Lisburn Council, sitting kind of around the table, Lisburn and Castlereagh Council, why would it be different with you?
We need to start to look at investment. We need to stop making the decisions based on party political broadcasts. We need to start making the decisions based for people living in the area. And the first thing we need to address is investment. Investment in our infrastructure, investment in our community, both in Lisburn city centre and out in the rural areas as well. That's the focus for the party, and that's where we're going to make a difference.
Okay. And at the kind of other end of my list, I've got Elizabeth McCord. Same surname as Colin McCord.
You're starting
a very small political dynasty across the new council area.
Well, Colin and I have both got involved with NI21 because we're both children of the 70s and 80s, and we grew up during those troubles, the worst times of the troubles, and we actually do not see a difference now in politics now as it was then. And really what we want is some party that gives normality to Northern Ireland politics. That's all we want. We don't want sectarian politics. We never did. I was brought up, my mother was involved in cross community, so I was always brought up to respect other people, regardless of their religion, regardless of colour, creed, no matter what it was. And I find that within I-21, a lot of their policies apply to our family values and what we want for Northern Ireland, what we want for our children, what we want for our grandchildren, and it just makes sense.
It's a big step to put your name on the list, to possibly have your photograph around the place, to you expecting to knock on doors, put up posters, try and convince people to vote for you?
Well, that doesn't scare me in the slightest, because I believe in this party and I believe that we have something to offer people of Northern Ireland, the mass that are apathetic at the moment and don't want to vote because there's no one they want to vote for. And I was one of those people. And I believe that NI21 is a party that speaks for me and will speak for those people as well. And I'm going out to tell them that, to say I'm an ordinary person. I'm not never involved in politics before, but I have the commitment and the courage and the conviction, like NI21 wants, to aspire to better and give people that choice.
And are you getting a good reaction from people you've told that you're making this decision? And
do you know, I am. Everybody is very positive that I've spoken to, and even people that don't know me that I've spoken to, I've my badge on, and they'll say, what's NI21? And I will give them the whole party spiel, and it's not just party talk, it's actually conviction and courage, and we want to give people a change. We don't just want to say we're a new party, give us a chance, you never know what will happen. We know something will change if people give us that chance, because we're prepared to put the work in and to include everybody.
Okay, well, thank you very much. There's 12 candidates from NI21 standing across the council area, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.